Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the Canadian Ag Minister Jerry Ritz in just a moment.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties in America. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most challenging environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
The World Trade Organization has already issued their ruling regarding Canada and Mexico's complaint against the revised rule of the country of origin labeling proposal that was made by the Obama administration in May of 2013. That rule is currently in effect, and it includes more regulation than the previous rule. We don't know the actual decision from the WTO as of yet. It has not been made public. They've made it known to the three governments, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. However, this last week, the Wall Street Journal cited sources saying that Canada and Mexico have won. The United States has lost once again. Several populist groups opposing Canada and Mexico on this. They support COOL, as rewritten by the U.S. government, have decried the Wall Street Journal's article, saying it's premature and irresponsible journalism. Let's go back to our conversation of about a month ago now with Jerry Ritz, the Canadian agricultural minister, who at that time already knew the decision but did not signal to us what it was. However, clearly, he continues to have a very high disregard for COOL as revised.
We're seeing it as a real detriment to the integration that we have with the North American beef market. Certainly, we rely a large amount of our beef processing is done here in the U.S., and as we see plants falter and not get the capacity they need because of the discrimination and segregation that's required under mandatory COOL, of course, that's very concerning to us.
When it comes to the current rule, we have obviously got a new rule that's in place, has been for since May of last year. It was in response to previous complaints that you and Mexico had filed with WTO. Is this rule any better?
No, actually, it makes it worse. We're seeing the discrimination actually ramped up more so than it was before. Before that amendment was put into play, we were looking at about $1 billion a year that our industry has identified that they're leaving on the table because of that price discrimination due to the segregation that was required. So we're not seeing it getting better. We're actually seeing it worse. We've taken the U.S. administration back to the WTO on that amendment, and that ruling will be public sometime in September.
And at this point, one of the options available to Canada as well as Mexico would be retaliation.
Yes, that's prescribed under the WTO process to try and recoup that $1 billion plus that we're missing, as I said, leaving it on the table. So we've put out a very comprehensive retaliatory list. It's actually gotten the attention that we thought it should and could. At the end of the day, that's not something that we're happy to do, but anyone who thinks, and I know there's a growing number of people that say, well, Canada will blink, we're too nice, we won't do this, they're absolutely wrong. It's high on my agenda.
Canadian Ag Minister Jerry Ritz saying Canadians will retaliate if pushed to that point. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Midwest Farm Shows is our longest-running sponsor for daily farm and ranch news email, and they operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. Each spring, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and each December, the Tulsa Farm Show, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Their show manager, Ron Bormaster, will be glad to tell you more about how you can participate in either show. Give him a call at 507-437-7969. And check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on the right-hand column for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.